And
you got time?
Yeah.
And it was really, and it was extremely, it was like a welcoming thing, and then that sort of, and I think it's, that's one of the ways that we can, as through the buddies, be useful, I think.
Share that knowledge. Yeah.
And on the piece of the river cleanup, that was actually on me. I was waiting. They said they would publicise. They're supposed to make a poster, the nature people, and it was to come out yesterday.
Okay.
And I didn't check on it. And I didn't. Okay. But I didn't tell people, which was a good point.
Yeah.
I kind of put it out there and I left it hanging.
Well, yeah,
and that's not such a good thing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, yeah, I totally understand that because, yeah, most of the time you kind of are left hanging.
Yeah, but I think your point is right.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes, oh, let's do this, and then it kind of fizzles away.
Right,
it gives
right,
that
right,
sense
right.
of like, well,
so
I'm not going to do
that
again.
Not serious.
Yeah,
not serious.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a really good point.
And for me, anything about the cleanup of rivers, of banks, of old campsites and the monuments.
Do you follow the group?
Probably not.
We do see. I'll try and find them.
Okay.
We've done a couple. My son and I have done a couple of litter pickups around the rivers and things,
okay.
and children
okay.
with them. They tend to do one every week.
Oh,
they're
okay. Yeah.
I can see if I can.
And you know, advertising that weekly, saying.
Yeah.
You know that kind of, and me, I guess you know, it's knowing that now there's probably a lot of groups, you know, being that conduit of information,
right.
especially when. I don't read Catalan. I'm okay about, you know, Castellano, but, you know, I'm still learning, going like, okay, was that the past tense or the future tense? You know?
Right.
So, you know, it's getting there, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to pick up the phone and say, hey, tell me more. Because,
yeah.
you know, it'll go right over my head.
And also having somebody else to go with, so
it makes
life easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So particularly if your language skills are not so great, then it's kind of like you don't feel so much.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to a meeting once of the Friends of the Art Gallery, because there was something we were talking about, I thought it'd be interesting. And I've never felt more out of place. So it was sort of like Ruby, who all knew each other, had known each other for 5,000 years. And me, and I can speak Catalan, but my Catalan's not great. And with a group of 20 people, it's like, you know.
Right.
And so I never went back, and I don't think it was intentional on their part,
right.
but it was
yeah.
sort of, you know, but had I possibly gone with somebody I knew, I would have felt, oh, okay, maybe I could do something, or maybe I don't, you know, it would have been an easier experience.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the Brigada Activista de Salaré.
Sí, sí.
These guys.
So,
oh,
because clean the
rivers, okay.
So you can follow, well, I could send you the link to the WhatsApp group or follow them on socials.
Yes.
Here they are not different level because the river
is nature.
Yeah.
Our language, and this last week, from Sunday, bueno, from Monday to Saturday, we have here a group from Worker European of Telecommunication. It's another organization, but I am there. I teach to a group of six women, but they are level zero, but. Four hours every day, from 9 until 1 p.m., 1:30. And finally, in five classes, they finish speaking and talking and asking for me for the conditional conjugation.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
not,
you.
Not, of course, in 5 days, this is. And they are very happy, me too, as teacher. I am not teacher, I am engineer, telecommunication engineer, but I usually teach Spanish to Moroccan or African people. As volunteer, but not, because I obligate to them to participate in the community, no? Helping in other areas, no? For example, no sé, a woman what only know to cook, no? Pues bueno, pues cook. But it's obligatory what my student pay working in the same level than me, no?
Yeah.
So, bueno, it's only a thing about the language, about the castellano. This possibility to, for example, now there are in the kitchen there are a group of young people in the kitchen doing a class. No, it's a group of African youngs, but it's good what they are here in the community better than
on the street.
So perhaps speaking English with them could be
that would be something I would be interested in to offer time. Perhaps. I used to teach English and to offer time to maybe help or to translate. Like I helped some women in difficult situations here when they needed translators, you know, where they've had problems with maybe abusive partners or custody issues with their children and they weren't able to translate, they weren't able to speak. So I would be interested in translations or the homelessness as well.
And even to that point, even again, knowledge and resource of we see someone on the street, you know, what should we do? You know, in the US, there are kind of rules on what you do and don't do, but what is the best thing? Do we hand them a card where to go? Or do we give them money or do we just give food? You know, the recommendations of what to do when someone is on the street with their cup.
You know,
I'm good at doing any of those, but what will help rather than than perpetuate this situation? So again, back to that information is knowledge.
You were talking about a very similar thing about really this this group being more about information gathering and disseminating.
Yeah, like taking the friction out of the process of like all these people that want to help. How do we make it easy for them to do that?
How do we connect them with projects or connect them?
Yeah, and I don't know if you can, you know, every time there is an interest, then we get this people going back and forth on it. Okay, well, where did they go?
Yeah.
You know, and how do you get them to speak to each other or DM here if you're interested rather than
have it all happen, try to happen on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
and
then like, okay, it's all the,
yeah,
and then you get all the information confused.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's people who don't quite know how to reply at all or not reply. Yeah, so that again, that I know that's an administrative task, but it's important.
Yeah.
And you know, to promote, you know, bring a, you know, come by twos.
Mm.
You know, it just because it creates one the bond and it creates you know, partnerships and such.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, saying we need two people at this time. If you're interested, DM here.
Mm.
That type of thing. And then you know, can help them get to that.
Yeah.
Is it possible to participate in the bank of aliment of food? Possibility.
Right.
We collaborate with them when the people came to the shops or to the taller. If the people are not from the time bank, they can pay with food. For the bank of food.
Another way of doing things.
And you know, we have a good relation with the bank of aliments.
And do they need volunteers?
No. Well, no. It's not volunteer because it's only for the people who can pay. They, for example, we have class of dance, no? And there are one person but only one to come here only to dance. Well, perhaps it's not a social person, it's a normal person, or what, only want the time back only for this. Well, this person can be here
and they pay
paying, but not for us, else for the Bandel's alimentos.
But I mean, do the Bandel's alimentos, do they need volunteers?
If anybody is interested in helping with the food bank? Yes, the Bandel's alimentos needs volunteers, people.
And it's also a group that, if some of you are interested to participate,
I can introduce them. Not you, necessarily to work.
But there is also
a group, Nepa does it, where once a week
they go to two places in the city. I think one by the station and one not far from Bistro Alegre, I think. And it's a group of about, let's call it 10 people. And they cook, they take it in turns to make a meal, and people come to eat, and they kind of basically give out food, but it's actually home-cooked food that they kind of take some time to share, and then one other person takes responsibility for making sure there's bowls and plates and things, and it's been going for a number of years now. And so now people know that they're there on, let's call it Thursday at 6 o'clock, go to here and you can get a nice something to eat. Yeah, proper meal. And it's been going for a while. And I know that they could use some more people, because I was just talking to somebody yesterday about it.
Exactly.
So I think
to cook and community kitchen for poor people.
Right. Well, this is people actually cooking in their homes and taking the food. This is
here in the kitchen here, last year was approved about this. Every Monday, I thought, well, this was every Monday they are approved of poor people, well, poor, but yes. And they cook here with coordinated for one association. And was interesting.
And then people came here to eat, or they took the food?
They cook here.
Well, cooking class, yeah?
Well, it's a little cooking class, because they are sociality. They are not only, take it, they are in a relationship. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Can you think of any activities that could be useful for the time bank? You know, that maybe us as foreigners could do or bring to the group? Well, you suggested English classes.
For the time bank, this kind of volunteering, no. But, bueno, yes, it's possible for other organizations. For example, we help to cancer association, no? Or cancer, or contra cancer, el anti-cancer. So listen, we help them, for example, in the day what they are the for us money for the association. Or other day, they ask for voluntary for to cut the streets when the race, or in Girona, in the Girona Center. So, for example, my student, my African student, I send them to cut the streets or to help the organization to put the chair, the table, all of this. And it's a way to help to the cancer association.
So that would be one way.
And the cancer association pay it. Well, the people who go there receive the time what they are working there. And the time bank, the cancer association pay this hour helping us and doing a class of, of musicotherapy, for example, one day here. So, doing some activities, example, we are other organization, and the hour of Paul and the four people what came here yesterday as paying with the run or the run for the Costa Brava from Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was on Sunday and the Costa Brava race.
Mm-hmm.
So this what activity for activities.
Mm-hmm.
So similar with the Association for the Cancer, with the Civic Center, for example, the Civic Center as for example, for next Wednesday, there are big activity about tiempo de, no sé, test the floors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are a party here, and they ask we for help.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, that's something that several people have asked.
Of us.
Yeah.
Have asked how to participate in
mm-hmm.
terms of the floors.
Yes,
yeah. It's been something
we must to prepare paella for 20 persons,
mm-hmm.
20
oh, wow.
people.
Mm-hmm.
Just when it finished, we have an activity from Japanese people. Other paella. cooking class to
yeah.
what will be not on Mondays, but next week will be on Wednesday because they are a Japanese group that is coming here for visited
mm-hmm.
us and to see how we work.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So we have a
yeah.
But later the party of the Civic Center. They
mm-hmm.
finish at
mm-hmm.
8. We must prepare on paella. And later we have other two paellas because perhaps we are 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have other two paellas.
So it sounds like one of the ways that because if Trona Buddies is as we're kind of looking for places that we could be supportive of, and most outside of the English-speaking immigrant community, you're not very well known. So one of the ways would be really helpful is when people say come, for example, people ask help from the Time Bank, like the cancer people, to be able to say yes, we can help you, and also if we knew that's going on, then we could put it out to people, and that's like another way
mm.
that it filters through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, because you're much more connected
yes,
to the community
yes.
than we are, obviously.
It's
very
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very to be connected.
Yeah.
Right. And giving the link
group.
To
yeah.
Yeah.
outside of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's possible to be connected group
yeah.
and group.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Later,
mm-hmm.
it's possible to be people of the group here
mm-hmm.
and people on the group here are associated,
exactly.
yeah.
individual associated.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's good because this relation is good for the people of Taiwan who know you
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
in the other side too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I think what your labor is very interesting. I think this is
mm-hmm.
well, powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
so.
Now 750 people. It's
a big group.
It's
750.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
But it's 100.
It does span from Juneau out to the coast.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm
surprised.
I think the
yeah.
vast majority, I think, is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a good amount of people. Yeah. I certainly don't want to rein it in. I just want to help organize
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you do.
Well, it's interesting what you mentioned, too, about kind of, because it sounds like your interests align a lot, actually, with, like,
that's
the survey.
That's what I was about to say.
Because we did a little survey with people in the group. And community beautification,
mm-hmm.
which included like litter pickup,
mm-hmm.
got the
and the river pickup.
Yeah, litter, like community art projects,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
community garden projects, all fell into that kind of community beautification.
Yeah,
I guess part of it too is that it doesn't require a lot of sort of skill, and maybe it feels very accessible to people, and you get
mm-hmm.
to, I think with a lot of those projects, you get to be outside. But it was sort of interesting to see what popped up to the top. It was community beautification and kind of cultural events and institutions, which I think...
What did that mean?
I think it means... I mean, it didn't... There wasn't, I don't think, necessarily a descriptor, but
sure.
I mean, I think it could mean anything from like people that want to get involved with like one of the museums to... Temps to floors.
Right. Certainly as in, you know, needing people when big things happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, to assist in that.
Because it feels like if we focus on things where it feels like very accessible to people, like it doesn't necessarily require a lot of skill, we'll probably get the most takers. But even like things like kind of like helping working with seniors.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a pretty like broad set of interests. I mean, this is based on, I think, 21 people
still,
in the group,
yeah.
But I think it's probably pretty representative.
I think you're probably right.
And I thought it was interesting. So the next question sort of was about like the amount of time. I mean, I think the majority of people probably aren't looking to do, you know, many, many hours a month, but it felt like we could probably have people that want to do something each month.
There you go. I mean, a lot of people in the 3 to 5s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I want this.
I mean, you got 50% in the
qualified tree surgeon, builder mechanic, worker on construction, general home maintenance, sports business, upcycling.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a question in there about language and whether that would be a barrier, and it felt like most people didn't think that it would. They weren't necessarily concerned about that.
That's interesting.
And the other thing I thought was really exciting was the one about would people be willing to lead an effort. So I also think we can have it be fairly distributed in terms of like maybe people identifying and bringing ideas of places where, like, hey, I'm going to go volunteer. I'm going to go do this. Does anybody want to join me? And kind of taking responsibility for maybe getting a few other people in the group to participate, possibly. It was just exciting. I mean, this was really a way to just engage the group and see kind of where people's interests lie.
Yeah. I think maybe another way of in the leading the initiative question, because that was between the maybes and the yeses, we've got 75%. That, for example, just making this up, that if you were the beautification person, you know, you're beautiful. You get to be the homeless person. But you know, if we've kind of, as people, maybe in
Sub-groups.
This group, well, not as far as, but just that if as we're learning more about what's available, instead of sort of doing, I tend to do a sort of a shotgun approach to things, I look at this and I look at that and I look at this, and I'm a blimper. But, being able to sort of like really dig into, okay, so what are the opportunities here? And if there's like, for example, Mary, who's really kind of invested in gardening, to use that knowledge and then be able to share that, be able to make it more easy to give detailed information to people.
Because I feel like another important thing is that we have kind of, there's some consistency, and that if we as a kind of community agree to support certain, like work with certain organizations, that we do it in a consistent way.
Right.
Because I feel like it will be counterproductive to sort of be like, okay, like let's
just to dabble in.
Dabble,
yeah,
but not be reliable as a partner to the different organizations in Girona that we would seek to help. I mean, I feel like that would end up being kind of counterproductive. So it's almost better to choose fewer.
To start,
and know that we can consistently provide at least a few volunteers when things come up and that they need our help.
Mm. You know, and beautification. just knowing that there was that group, knowing that there's this group, to be able to, one person to be the conduit saying we need two people on Saturday at 10 o'clock to do X. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and really specific.
Yeah.
And just, be that back to the conduit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I never knew about that group. Of course, I'm just, I'm pretty new here, so.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing about the time bank for the first time from James and Irina. And I was like, wow, this sounds so great. This is... But I would have never, I don't think I would have heard of it if it weren't from talking to them, like somebody I know.
Mm-hmm. So I've lived in Girona for 16 years, and I found out about the time bank through Girona Buddies, which was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After 15 years old.
I know, so I wonder, is there a way to make it more?
I think, it feels like there's more that we can do to talk about, the relationship, even kind of an early stage relationship between the Time Bank and Girona Buddies, and come up with, as we're thinking about, meetups or activities, the hikes that we do, how do we also let people from other members of the Time Bank come and participate in that?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would mean giving you every couple of weeks, these are the activities coming up.
Happening. For example, when they go on hikes,
I
think the predominant language is English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe there are people who are into exercise and walking, but could like to practice English while walking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different dynamics instead of doing it in a classroom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did this kind of change with a Azerbaijan woman. Well, she came here only for learning Spanish. All the day free, only one class in the day. And they are searching for or looking for person what can teach them here. No? And I participated in reciprocal exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
We go to La Devesa speaking in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and the teacher. And back, at the back, I was the student speaking in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
No? We did this a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's good because both need this activity, no?
Yeah.
So, linguistic Cooper are interesting in this case.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's another place where we're seeing real traction within Girona Buddies is doing kind of different language exchange.
But not only linguistic tool, for example, say if you are mathematical teacher or all these things would be interesting to prepare a group. But the problem perhaps is every Tuesday or every day is an obligation. That is too much. It's better have punctual.
Like a workshop, a one-off workshop, once a term, or.
That would be a fun thing to kind of get people in the group thinking about, is sort of, because it's kind of a different way to think about kind of volunteering, is what skills, what knowledge do you have?
Like this guy, this person here. So upcycling, for example, this person with a leg. Maybe they want to organize a workshop with upcycling, then we could do it alongside the time bank and join the communities together.
Yeah.
Or carpentry, this guy.
Things,
he's quite he or she, I don't know.
I think it's Stuart. Yes.
But I think that could be really cool, because also the in Girona Buddies as the sustainability group.
True.
And that's really active. I mean, that sort of has kicked off. a lot, as I can see. And that would obviously, so it doesn't have to be just people who fall into the, you know, I don't mean we're going to get siloed, it's like, you know,
right.
just the volunteer people. So
or,
yeah.
or too siloed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder if you would do that, an upcycling thing would be kind of fun.
I think it would be.
What do you think?
Yes. So where to from here?
One reason for the for start the time ban was the foreign people, well, foreign people, the Moroccan people, in the in 2009. Was a lot of problem of robs of stolen in Sal, racial problem, racism, well, a lot of problem between
the communities,
different communities. So we think what the time bank is a good place for to mix or to all the communities because. Here we are human, and they are Moroccan. Only relation with Moroccan. Senegal with Senegal. Gambia with Gambia. England. with England. We are in the what is it? Circulo de. The comodidad, no? The,
yeah.
So it's difficult to go out. And I think what here in the time band, as I told you before, in the kitchen, in the cooking group, there are a lot of nationalities together. Yes. Bueno,
And where do we find the activities for the time bank? Is it a website?
New websites, yes.
Bank.
But the idea is what we share in the Girona Baris group every
bank
week.
The Thames. Bank the Thames. Claro.
Bank the Thames.
I will, in English. I'm going to find it. Girona, okay.
But I think your question is interesting.
Okay.
Is what steps next?
I think the most part of the people, Paul told me what there are a lot of people living here for a long time and don't speak Catalan and don't speak. Well, I confess, como se dice confesar.
Yes.
I am here a long time also, and I don't speak Catalan. But I understand perfectly Catalan without any problem. Long time ago. But I am very bad at speaking English too. But speaking Catalan worse still worse. So, but I think.
But there are a lot, and I think one of the things that in these kinds of conversations that often comes up with talking with people from Catalans from Girona is, well, people need to learn Catalan, and yes, in theory. But I think the reality is that lots of people don't. And so then I think it's about not getting stuck at that spot, isn't it? Because I think otherwise that just sort of says, okay, well, if you're not... and I think quite a lot of Gironian people kind of feel somewhat that if you're not speaking some Catalan, then you're not integrating, and it's... But the reality is that there are lots of English-speaking people living here who probably won't ever speak much more than one dia. So how to, and that's where I think like activities actually cross over those relationships more. Because even if you people don't speak the same language, if you're doing something together, then the relationship forms and it starts to stop that ghettoization, which I think none of us want to happen. And I think is happening. If we're not careful, which the buddies can be very good at being useful on.
Yeah.
You were talking about the thing about the bicycling, spreading the information on the
how to be a good cyclist.
Oh yeah, we were, I guess there's new rules that have come out. There's so many cyclists that are in the expat community, and there's new rules that have come out about obeying kind of the traffic rules for cyclists. And I was just thinking that one of the things that I think is really important and maybe the Girona Buddies can help with is just awareness.
Mm-hmm. Did you see today that in the area of the Girona?
So,
yeah. That they arrested.
The Fabrica.
La Fabrica, the owner from La Fabrica did a video
to help spread the word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And it's brought the attention of the Girona in the newspapers.
Yeah. I'm not sure how. Like, exactly. I mean, I know I've seen it now shared in a couple of the communities that I'm in, like kind of shared out just so to kind of try to drive awareness. So cyclists behave, obey the rules, because I think that's one, it's a very visible kind of subgroup within the community.
And it's a sore point.
It's a sore point. Yeah. So I think that's one where I think it's happening organically a bit, is that cycling groups are, there is at least the groups that I'm a part of, like a real awareness of trying to behave in a way, not only to follow the rules, but just be more courteous of other people. Like thinking about, where do you meet? And do you meet in a place where your bicycles aren't blocking the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
And like, how do you behave with the traffic? And there's probably, I mean, certainly there's more to be done, but it feels like some place, I don't know if there is the cycling subgroup I'm a part of it in.
Yeah, I'm in too, but I've never seen anything on that.
Come for a ride tomorrow.
No.
Okay. But that's something I can give some thought to, whether there's something more. But it is kind of filtering out. And it's great to hear that they're taking a leadership, the Lefebvre people are taking a leadership role and trying to do that.
Yeah,
it's
quite
a good video.
Actually. It is a good video. It's kind of,
Let's spread the word on the video then.
Yeah. Well, they got very good publicity today with the newspaper picking up on it. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll help, and if they, because a lot of the tourists do go there,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so they're at a point.
Yeah. No, I think you make a good point that some of the bad behavior are people that are visiting, and so then the different whether it's the hotels or the restaurants or the businesses that are serving
them,
the tourists, like the cycling tourists, have a job to do in making sure that their customers know the rules.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody pays the consequence of them not.
Especially those that come so we can meet.
It's been what someday can do the same than the before in, with the African people, with the Greek people, for example. Because there are groups, what they are in front. No, because the rent, the flat rents are high, so could be for me. Would be interesting to introduce in the society, in the Girona society, better than to be only cycling people in this position. No?
Yeah.
Yes, but there are manifestations in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In front of the tourism, for the high level of life, but can pay the floor, the apartment. So I think what is there is different problem, but.
They're all human problems, though.
Yes.
Gosh, you can't get away from them, can
you? Yeah.
I think there was one thing that somebody else was mentioning the other day, and that was, and it goes back to beautification again, that I think she was telling me that in Budapest, but I can't remember exactly where, there was a group of expats who wanted to be active in the community, and so they took up litter. They decided that they would do a really regular cleanup thing, but they decided to also do it kind of visibly. So they all wore T-shirts, and the T-shirts had some slogan that was about, you know, we're foreigners, we want to be involved. And after a fairly short while, it got noticed and it got seen, and that then prompted discussions.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bit like sort of distinguishing between the badly mannered bicyclists and and the well-mannered bicyclists, or whatever. That's maybe not quite a very good example, but some kind of way of not every English-speaking foreigner being just seen as an English-speaking foreigner who's put up the rent.
And
I mean, maybe it's not T-shirts, but I thought it was interesting to make a point about not just being quiet about it.
I guess there's something, you know, within the cycling groups that live here long term that you could have on your helmets or on your bike, like, I follow the rules, or I play ball, or it's something
I heart Jerome.
Like something.
Sure.
That,
because it's actually been super encouraging, because like in some, like this one group I'm a part of, somebody that was visiting was making a joke about kind of, you know, blowing through crosswalks, and so many people in the group were like, you can't do that. I mean, people take it really seriously.
Yeah.
I feel like the cyclists that live here and want to be a good neighbor in the community
don't want it to become,
they don't want anybody breaking the rules, because it reflects on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think something that, yeah, like it would be nice if there was a way for the cycling community to like visibly
promote,
kind of demonstrate their commitment
compliant
to being kind of
their,
a good
support.
Mm-hmm.
Support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had here 10 years old, three cyclists, young people, and very well. So it was wonderful. With they was in the English group, leading, and they came here to the kids, went to the European group, in a lot of places. 20 years old.
They were very involved.
Very involved.
Very good.
We had time in the night. It's better to be here with the society, you know, than to be in beers.
In a bar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way for the cycling groups that are mainly expats to, you probably know this more, but to actually make connections with the more local groups and to do specific things together.
It's tricky because it's hard. There's actually not, maybe there are local, there must be local Girona cycling groups, but Monte, it's hard.
Monte NBC, do you know that one?
No.
Monte
NBC.
Monte NBC, yes.
Move by bike.
Okay.
They sometimes organize open events for the public. They do. I've done one with my son, a couple with my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of they closed the center of Girona, and it was about more making it visible and making it safe for people to cycle and with the kids. But then there was also one. I came here around Temps de Flores, and there was a Malta
NBC
Temps de Flores, and we decorated our bicycles, and we did a route around not the Barivel Temps de Flores, but different civic centres, the decorations, and it was lovely.
And you go with blind people, ciegos.
That's right, they do the blind with the tandem bicycles as well.
If we could be the point persons for the established Girona or bigger to funnel information specifically to, you know, to a community, you know, that'd be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to promote, let's say, we're going to help the promote the rules. And do the T-shirt or whatever on certain, or wear it. And
Anyway, be the back, and I keep going to conduit. I don't know where it comes from, but
there's one here. I invite you to the bicicletada de la Festa Mayor de Bari de Exempla. So on the 11th of May, from 10:30, leaving from the Mercat de Lyon.
Yeah, how
so,
do I do that?
You know, here's this is the this is the.
They are
Malte and
other BC. Group of battle teams too.
Yeah.
They participate as well.
Okay.
Malte BC.
So it really is back to us learning the ecosystems better.
Yeah.
And I mean, even around this table, we've all learned
a whole bunch
of stuff. And so we're four and five people.
Yeah.
So. Back to your question of what to do next.
Yeah,
I think that's a very, very good question.
This one, for example, was around the Three Kings. It was in January, and they did a hot chocolate and a kids' show, and then it was for cycling with families.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there would be a way of maybe...
But that,
bringing...
Well, that would be really cool if the... like, if the kind of expat cycling community would... kind of be a part of that,
become a bit of a force within that group. You know, maybe put yourself in contact with them and say we would like to kind of bring the communities together.
Well, and that goes back to organizing what Volunteers of Girona is to start. And you know, you can always have a I want to do my own little me butt pickup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody want to join me? But to really say, how are we going to communicate?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The what we're going to communicate, it sounds like it's really easy, but how we communicate it and how that's responded, you know, with direct. So it's not just, hey, here's a website.
It's
really cool.
Nothing happens.
I go to that website and go, I'm lost. It's in Catalan. You know?
Yeah.
So be able to say, this is what it's about, this is what you do. Do not reply all.
Yeah.
And just be that. And
on this reply to you, and on this reply to you.
Exactly, so that it gets organized, and then, you know, occasionally report back saying we were involved, you know, so people know that it's actually not just a one-way street.
Right.
I talk big, but, you know.
Good.
But it's just to, you know, at least define what we're going to do at first. You know, and you know, so that it's not just a bunch of talking and posting and stuff, because I get lost in that.
I know, and I'm a bit guilty of that. I'll send, you know, things that I see, I send it out there, and then it's not that I'm necessarily involved in it or I'm going to go to it, but I thought maybe it's interesting for people to see.
And there could be a bulletin board, you know, saying if you want to post something, bulletin board, here's the bulletin board.
Yeah.
Which was an old way to do things. I don't know if there's bulletin boards and what's that now.
No, but we could, I mean, the wiki could be used in that way where...
But again, that's a lot of management, you know, to have the wiki and to have this and to have this. But as long as, you know, I could go to a list of wikis, you know, because right now I'm just going like, what was the latest thing said?
Where was that?
Well, that's, I mean, that's a problem, I think, with using WhatsApp to try to organize all of this
is
like the conversation passes you by. It's sort of great to like announce it and then like go here to get more information,
and
then maybe you do like another announcement when it's closer, and like here, like, but like having a whole conversation about it on there is, I think, noise, and people then I think miss other things that are important that are being communicated.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then you stop looking at it.
I mean, it sort of feels like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've kind of talked about...
I have it on silent.
I
have to silence every group.
I'm about to silence.
Because it's so much.
So many groups, and I signed up to too many groups.
And you feel bad about needing them.
Because I got very excited after that meeting that we had at the university when I first discovered the Girona Buddies thing. So.
Yeah. Well, it feels like there's like a few... I mean, this whole idea of like things that fall under the banner of community beautification...
Mm-hmm.
Seems like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think like properly, like thinking through how we get the right level of participation from Girona Buddies with the time bank,
mm-hmm.
because it feels like it's just such like, again, just based on, like, James and Irina's experience, I really feel like of all my friends, they're some of the people that have most quickly...
Haven't they, though?
Integrate, yeah. Like, kind of really form, like, great connections, and I think the time bank is part of it. So I think for those of us that are like, oh, like, how do we get more connections with local people? Or people outside of our normal, like, little social circle. So I think I would love to see Girona Buddies, like, really commit to making that partnership successful.
Do you know Amy and Rick, no?
No.
They are a couple of USA,
no.
Retired. Okay. They came here, just retired from America.
Okay.
Here, without know any person, well, only one friend in the Baden bus.
Okay.
Anymore. And I don't know how they came here at the first week. And in 1 month, they have a big group of people around them.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Quickly.
Right.
Yes. When they go for travel, there are people who take care of the cats, so to irrigate the watering the plants.
Yeah,
than James and Irina.
Yeah.
Yes, but similar. No?
We've got 5 people here, and maybe if we each took one
area.
And it's big or small, it doesn't have to be like a whopping thing.
The dinner from yesterday. It was there. It was the buddies.
Look at that.
It was a couple was
cool.
Amy and Rick.
Right.
So these would be good to like have pictures of these.
This from here.
I know them.
in the group.
Lovely. Yes, I know them. I know them through mutual friends.
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Well, and everybody knows James and Irina.
Amy is very integrated. Rick, no, because he's had problem to speak Spanish or Catalan.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy is very, 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 very.
So I don't know what I could maybe.
Oh, there's Paul.
And Paul too, yes. And this other is the Justin. Justin is this one. The black one.
Justin. There's. I think I know
he's
another
person.
Yeah, everybody.
She's in this group. She said what she will be here, but no.
Well, if we're doing it by
what
on this on the interests that we've got, in a way, the English learner practice is kind of taken care of in a way by
the buddies in the group.
In the group,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if there's a way to like spread the, like spread the word, both in terms of getting more people.
Do we know how many people participate?
I don't know. I know Mary was, like she's been traveling, so I'm sure she will again
when
she's back.
Earlier, not do it, but
yeah,
it's not coordinated.
It's not.
No, I mean it's like
because they do it. There's the English on Wheels, which is a group of cyclists that are doing something in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's the Girona Buddies stuff that's happening kind of within the group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it feels like something where there's a real.
It could be coordinated.
It could be coordinated and probably better like communicated, so people. I mean, the thing I told Mary, I said, anybody that wants to learn English in Girona
yeah.
should be able to have somebody to practice with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or anybody who is learning English should can have somebody to practice with.
And the same with Catalan.
Yeah.
Or Castellano.
Yeah.
I need more practice in Castellano.
Mm-hmm.
My husband needs more practice in Catalan.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys decide, are you dividing
yeah.
the conference?
Dividing
conference. Good, good strategy.
We can prepare one day, for example, let's say 3 hours of full morning or full afternoon a Spanish class,
mm-hmm.
for example,
mm-hmm.
for what is group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For
that could be great, yeah.
Marathon of
mm-hmm.
Spanish
mm-hmm.
lesson.
And then
one
two anybody's could do a marathon of English.
Yes, of course, it's easy.
You could do something.
And so. I am thinking about this idea before, or the cooking group,
mm-hmm.
English.
Mm-hmm.
English cooking group for people, or well, for
mm-hmm.
people, what they want.
One morning.
There are people in the morning, but
mm-hmm.
well, always there are some.
There will be people available in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Of course, perhaps one day in the morning
mm-hmm.
with some people of this group. What I told you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what could we cook that's American?
It'd be more than English.
That would be interesting.
Cakes.
And to have in the civic center
mm-hmm.
would be interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
To have here, because there are a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, I think June 6th, there are the big party of the civic center, the
mm-hmm.
close of the activities, and would be necessary a lot of people working.
And do the civic centers close their activities more?
Party, but the activities finish, I say, in June 20.
Right.
And then there's the summer courses, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
When the children in the school,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think what is before San Juan.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe what would be a good thing to do is for someone to take on forming the relic, because I've been doing a little bit with the Barive Civic Center,
mm-hmm.
with Jordi, to maybe take on figuring out how to, come September, really push the relationship, get ourselves kind of involved so that when
mm-hmm.
they reopen, that there's more Girona Buddies involvement that way around.
Mm-hmm.
I know, for example, there was one woman at the Barive, who's a Catalan woman who teaches Catalan, who wanted to do a group on Catalan literature,
mm.
but in translation.
Mm-hmm.
So it was for the expat community, and it was like, and we obviously would be a great way of being able to disseminate that kind of information.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
That's the sort of thing that. I'm happy to take that on. Getting that relationship more.
I my brain needs a little bit of structure on what, you know, kind of the not the rules, that's not the word I want, how the structure works within our group, or, you know, whoever leads something, you know,
mm-hmm.
what is it that we're, you know, challenged to do or not, you know, this is our area, this,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a little bit of that, so it doesn't get all spilled over into, what I think and what you think, and
mm-hmm.
oh, isn't this beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just a little bit, just to contain it enough so it's manageable, because
right.
it's so easy to get unmanaged so fast.
Well, do we, on the kind of community beautification theme, like, do we want to come up with, like, identify, like, enough that we could have, a couple of opportunities per month?
Because there are also community gardens. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
I've seen here in Saint-Marcis, there's a street where they have big flower.
Yeah.
And it seems to be the
community.
Yes, and I think in the Barry Vale there's a small one, but I don't know how you would.
Yeah.
Like you get into it or you participate in it.
Yeah.
Well, and again, containing it is my fear is not containing it so it's managed forward to grow appropriately.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking maybe on the beautification thing as an example of, you know, the goal is to promote existing this and challenge the group to be that and to do this twice a month. You know, just that.
Yeah.
You know, just that. And
okay.
So that, you know, if I chose...
Which tense are we using? That conditional.
You know, that I would know, okay, I'm to gather information. And I'll know where to gather.
Yeah.
So it would
okay.
be a challenge.
But you could also
first.
Seek out, like, is there anything, anyone else in the group that...
Right, right. I mean,
like,
that
knows
exactly.
organizations
yeah.
that are doing
I don't
this.
Want to get
yeah.
5,000 messages...
Mm-hmm.
Either. But I mean to be a little more, you know, to our kind of guidelines to, you know, be specific, don't, you know, open it up for grand, make sure you have everybody DM, you know, a little bit of that to work in. And voila.
Yeah.
and just, you know, to agree on how we go forward.
Well, do you think you could write that up?
I bet you were going to ask that. I knew you were going to ask. Yeah, I'm happy.
If you could.
That was my job as I...
Oh, that would be great.
Louise, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you could, I think you
just,
really ground us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to
share
with,
grounded.
And
share
with...
Because we all have lives and we
yeah.
all are...
Yeah.
Well, I'm retired,
right.
I like to stay that way.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. We all travel at different times and have...
Yeah,
you know,
yes.
Yeah.
And that we do not do anything in August, period.
Yeah.
Have an agreement.
Yeah.
Just because nothing seems to happen in
nothing
August.
Nothing happens in August.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to have to wrap up because I actually have a car coming to get me, but I have to leave. Do you want to ride back? Or you...
I'll ride back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
No.
No, that's good. It's good to have a timeline. I need y'all's message. What's up?
Yeah, it's all in the... All the people who said yes on the...
Oh, is it? Okay.
On the poll thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
So then... And maybe if we kind of did it first of all to this group and then we share it with the people
yeah.
then
yeah, yeah.
were interested but couldn't come,
right,
then that
right.
would be a...
Okay.
Then
that would be... Okay.
Yeah.
That would be great. And I think
yeah, that
be
would be great.
The starting point.
Okay.
So you're Sophia?
So Yvonne.
Oh.
Sophia didn't make it tonight.
Yeah.
So I don't have you. Diana's coming here. How
nice
dare you not come? How dare you come and not say you're coming?
I do have to move. I don't care.
Okay. So we'll have to make a little kind of group
yeah.
chat about
it.
Yeah.
Organize it?
Yeah.
And then,
okay. Yeah.
That would be awesome. My husband
I'm going
to... For the time...